Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Thomas resident.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is the Spygate debacle with Special Counsel Mueller continues. Last week, I mentioned that former CIA Director John Brennan was a political hack and received a paycheck from MSNBC. His security clearance was revoked by President Trump. Fake news liberal press is having a meltdown. The 1988 Supreme Court decision stated that the President of the United States can revoke security clearances, which is not a right but a privilege. What do you think, folks? National intelligence and justice experts should be above politics. I asserted there were at least 8 more federal officials who also should have their security clearances revoked. James Comey, Bruce Orr, James Clapper, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Andrew McCabe, Sally Yates, Susan Rice, and General Michael Hayden, who is an employee of CNN. These federal government employees who we the people pay their salaries with our taxes are all corrupt, involving ethical misconduct. This is an abuse of power by an arrogant group of people, the deep state, to subvert the public. I had forgotten that Robert Mueller, who was appointed by Rod Rosenstein as the special counsel after Rosenstein had commanded Attorney General fire FBI Director James Comey, went to President Trump and requested the FBI director's job. He did not get that position again. Trump appointed Christopher Wray FBI director. Is Mueller's witch hunt not only retribution but a cover-up for his friends? Did you know, folks, that the bulk of the phony FISA warrant with the dossier was bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton and the DNC Democratic National Committee? She did this to propagandize information to the American people to win election 2016. Have you heard that on the news network CNN, MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS? No, you have not. The unverified, undocumented, salacious dossier full of Russian lies about Trump was used to mislead the FISA court by Obama corrupt chief FBI and DOJ officials. If 90% of the FBI are dedicated professionals and 5% aren't, it gives the FBI a bad name, doesn't it? FBI Peter Strzok's emails to Lisa Page gave us the insight of the top FBI officials. Dan Bongino asserts that John Brennan, the one who started this Russian hoax, is trying to cover his rear. Robert Mueller has nothing on Russian-Trump collusion or anything else, including obstruction of justice. And Rush Limbaugh says, these people have been trying to sabotage the election 2016 and the Trump presidency. Well, folks, this is the biggest disgrace and collusion lie in United States history. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.